Amen. Maybe seat it. Now, this is somewhat for me. You may be more mature than I am, but I'm going into somewhat a virgin territory of maturity. Don't even sound right, a virgin territory of maturity. In other words, it's a maturity that the Holy Ghost want to bring us into. And let me say it to you so you write it down. Trinity training in the atmosphere of the supernatural. And I'll say Trinity, you'll know who I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
He's a Trinity, and you are Trinity.
Yes,
sir. So he's talking about training your spirit, soul, and body. And he's talking about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Turn to Acts 10. Let's look at verse 38 again, because you'll see that Trinity there functioning. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power and went about doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil.
Yes, sir.
All three of them there, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost is in that verse.
Yes, sir.
All three. So we're talking about Trinity training in the supernatural. See, some people try to get trained just by the Spirit. But in Hebrews 12, it says he's the Father of Spirit. He's the Father of Jesus, who was a Spirit. And now I want you to hear it. God is the Father of the Holy Ghost. And so in this Trinity, I want you to see another scripture that will set us up. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14. You could put it on the board. It'll be all right, because I want them to see it every way they can. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14, I think it is. Yeah, that's it. Now, I want you to keep that Trinity on your mind, because what's going to happen now, we're going to function in the Spirit more thoroughly. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Instead of just trying to operate with Jesus, instead of just trying to operate with the Holy Spirit, we're going to call the Father on the scene. Because he's the one that trained Jesus. Watch this. And he's the one that trained the Holy Spirit. Why not let him train me? How many of y'all ready to go farther? Well, here we go. Here we go. Pay attention. Pay attention. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, you need grace. And the love of God. You need love. You see, any situation you find yourself failing in, you better know it. You're not in love. Somewhere you stepped out of love, because love can't fail. 1 Corinthians 13, I know I've been through some things, and it seemed like I was failing, and I didn't know what was happening. I know now.
Right.
You run back to your love hug. Run back to your love place. Don't let nobody upset you so much that you can't walk in love. You cannot fail when you're operating in love, no matter what happened.
Yes, sir.
What is that other one, Lord? Love, you can't fail. Faith is always now. So you can't have faith believing for something later on. Faith is always now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly. All right? So faith is always now. That was another one. If another aspect of knowing how to operate in the supernatural, if anything makes you nervous and fearful, is speaking again that you're not walking in love. You know what 2 Timothy 1:7 says? You know what 2 Timothy 1:7 says? God has not given us the spirit of fear, but love. Talk to me. All right. Now, in this scripture, in 2 Corinthians what we just had. I want to go back over it and look at that 14th verse again. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that's one aspect of it. That's Jesus. Yes, and the love of God, that's God. You see it?
Yes,
and what else? Or who else? All three. That's a Trinity, isn't it?
Yes,
we've seen them twice, haven't we?
Yes,
Act, Acts 10:38, we saw them.
Yes,
working together. Now we see the communion of the Holy Ghost. The communion. I wonder if would that make me stronger in the spirit? If I know how to stay in complete contact with the union and communion of the Holy Ghost. Write that down. Union and communion of the Holy Ghost. It will be different from this night forward. Grace, love, and power. That verse is pointing out. Supernatural grace, supernatural love, and supernatural power.
Yes, sir.
How can I not succeed as a child of God when I learn to walk in supernatural grace, supernatural love, and supernatural communion with the Holy Ghost? Now, I'm setting you up in this teaching. We talked about sealing the atmosphere with spirit and truth.
Yes, sir.
And we got to submit into the divine nature that is in you. And I got a little bit onto it, and I told you I'll get back to it. Submit into the divine nature in you will have to be in the realm of the spirit.
Yes, sir.
All right?
Yes, sir.
Now a lot of time, and don't take what I'm saying wrong. I pray hours in the daytime.
Yes, sir.
But a lot of time we're praying and we're not connecting.
Right.
We're praying and just saying.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We're not listening because God, see, when you pray properly, God talks scriptures to you.
Yes.
And he turned them into rhema.
Yes, sir.
Revelation. And they come alive in you.
Yes.
And so whatever you're dealing with cannot touch you anymore because you stepped off into another realm.
Yes.
Beyond Satan.
Yes.
Beyond demon power.
Yes.
Are you following me?
Yes.
Now, I got to talk to you a little bit, but where I'm about to take you tonight, the Lord brought me there and showed me this. I said, wow. He's talking about that Trinity. Trinity training. The Father training you, Jesus training you, and the Holy Ghost training you how to operate in a supernatural atmosphere.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And it be with you all the time.
Amen.
Rest of your life.
Yes, sir. Glory to God. Yes,
sir. Whatever come up, you're going to be walking in the supernatural.
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard you. I heard the Spirit. Now, you hear me say this now. The supernatural is talking about the spirit realm. Right?
Yes,
I'm going to give you another word now. Solution.
Yes, sir.
There's nothing that cannot be solved when a believer is trained properly to walk in the supernatural.
Yes, sir.
If they need a miracle, he's going to send it. If they need a sign, he's going to send it. If they need a wonder, he's going to send it. If they need to create something.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, you're not a baby, you're a birther.
Yes,
you anointed the birth thing
miraculously.
Because of that divine nature, I'll get to it in a little while. Because of that divine nature, you're supposed to escape everything that come against you.
Yes.
Matter of fact, you already has escaped.
Yes.
All you're dealing with is a bluff and a deception.
Yes, sir.
Because you have resurrection power on the inside of you, and it will rise any moment to get you out of any situation. Oh, talk to me in here. But you have to be trained properly. You can't be going down the line just quoting scripture. You have to know that you're already there.
Already there. Yes, sir.
Behold, I give you power. Yes. Tread on serpent and scorpion. The power of the enemy can't do you no harm. No. See, those can't be quoted. That's got to be a reality. But if you're not trained right in the supernatural, in the spirit realm, in the spiritual solution for any problem, any situation. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Now, you have no right leaving this camp meeting losing another battle. Worried about nothing. All you have to do is shift. Shift into the other realm and stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Not just courting it, but walking in it. Manifesting it.
Yes, sir.
Here's why we have not operated in the supernatural as we should. Even though we pray in the Spirit, we know how to be led by the Spirit, we sing in the Spirit, we praise and worship. God is the Spirit. They that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. We know that. John 4:24. Here, the scripture that those two scriptures there was prelude to the scripture we're going to now. I'm not tonight going to talk about the gifts of the Spirit. You know, it's got nine gifts in it.
Yes, sir.
I'm going in that chapter. Go to 1 Corinthians 12. I think we've taught Rashakopa Restata. We've tried to talk about the gifts of the Spirit, but we have not found out the administration and the operation. And I want to train you tonight in that area. And then when the gift comes, you're just ready for them. When the word of knowledge comes, hallelujah. You're ready, you see. But that's part we skip, and I want to read this out of different translation. A part we skip, go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse 1. Now, these teaching going to cover the whole spiritual spectrum. In other words, we don't want to just leave it here with the gifts of the Spirit, the nine manifestations.
Yes, sir.
All spiritual transaction will have to function from this divine format.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I can't hear you.
Yes, sir.
Now, you're going to determine how much you're going to get tonight.
Yes, sir.
I don't let nobody just sit up there and look at me. Some powerful thing going to come out by the Holy Ghost tonight. Now, I'm going to take you with me. I feel an anointing coming on me real strong right now. I feel a tangible anointing, something about to hang down in you and something about to swing around in you. And they're going to hit you. Now concerning, look at this first verse. Now concerning spiritual gifts. But it means now concerning supernatural realm. Or concerning the spirit realm. The apostle Paul is now bringing the church at Corinth into another dimension. Tonight, your faith, your prayer, your praise, and your worship is going into another realm. When you know how to function in the spirit realm, you have not to pay no attention to Satan. When you're in the spirit realm, he's already defeated. Don't care how it look like, don't care how it feel, and don't care who turned against you. When here concerning is the bridge to discerning. Discerning shut down deception.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And deliverance come on the scene. So now you'll be able to discern what's going on.
Yeah.
You'll see the deception.
Yeah.
And your deliverance will step right in. Now, I don't know if this is a word, but you diversitize. You can't get locked in one place. You see when you know how to discern things concerning the spirit, you diversitize. What I mean is that the enemy and whoever dealing with you don't know what move you're going to make. Because you'll make a move that looks like it's not successful. And that's just what God wants. He wants them to think they got you. And he wants their sister to think you can't go no further. But he going to put some mud in your eye. All the doctors and all the high saluted people, when Jesus put that mud in that man's eye, they all start laughing and playing around, but they don't know he's moving in another dimension. So you can't be sensical and spiritual at the same time. Your sense has been giving you a problem. You got to get out your senses and get back in the spirit and trust God, whatever way he want to do it. God got many ways to do it. Cast your net on the other side of the ship. Sam water, Sam fish, but just because I tore your cast on the other side, something else about to happen. Never try to figure it out. Walk by faith, not by figures. God, God. Never try to figure it out. We've been trying to figure it out. Walk by faith. It's there. Now concerning spiritual gift, now concerning operating in a supernatural atmosphere. I want you to see this and hear this. Sit down. Oh my. Oh my, look what he said next. Brethren, I would not have you ignorant. So concerning or discerning is possible. And ignorant is possible. Every step you try to make in the spirit is a training step. Don't cry. Step up. Something about to happen that the system and Satan can't stop. If you look like you're in a jam, shout. I shout because I'm about to come out. Anybody in here, anybody under the sound of my voice, any kind of jam, any kind of situation trying to hold you back, I want you to shout right now. No. You didn't quite understand me. Shout because you're out. Yeah. Now you'll shout. Now, if you don't understand how to make a faith shout, we're not talking about a sight shout. We're not talking about a feeling shout. We're talking about a faith shout.
Yes.
We're talking about trusting God.
Yes.
I can't see nothing. I can't feel nothing. But I know something. And I know. And I know. I know. Tell somebody next to you, I know something. I don't have to see nothing. I don't have to feel nothing. I don't have to hear nothing. I know something. I know my Redeemer living. I know God can make a way out of no way. I know God is working on my case. I know God got my back. I know he in front of me. I know he under my feet. I know he over my head. I know he got me surrounded. Next time you're dealing with something and you accept a failure thought, I want you to find a mirror, look in that mirror, and point at that point in the mirror and say, ignorant, ignorant. You ignorant thing, you. I want to compare this second verse. Sit down. I want to compare this second verse to when you were not saved. I want to, no Christian supposed to be in the second verse. I'm about to compare this second verse to when you were not saved. You can't act like you're not saved. Bible said, great is he that's in me. Whatsoever's born of God overcometh the world. Dynamics are changing in your life. Something is getting on you, something is getting in you, and something is getting around you, and you will never be the same. The Holy Ghost is going to visit you, and he's going to talk to you. He's going to show you new ways to handle a situation. Ye know that you were Gentile, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you was led. Now, you can't operate in the spirit and be a dummy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know what a dummy is? Think something impossible? He said, I'll never leave you, nor forsake you. But I didn't tell you walk by feeling. I told you walk by faith. I didn't tell you walk by facts. I told you walk by faith. The fact is not what you're looking for. You're looking for the truth. And God said, I'll take care of you. I'm talking to somebody in here. Kim, me know to have an answer. You shouldn't leave, you're the same. Don't care who left you. Don't care who turned their back on you. God's still there. And I heard he don't need no help. He can handle it. He's Alpha.
Yeah.
And Omega. He's the beginning and the end. Yeah. It's not over.
Yeah.
Tell God speak.
Yeah.
Now, to stop this second verse in Christian line, they're going to have to learn how to stand in the spirit. Be led in Romans 8:14. As men is led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. When you're not led by the Spirit, you're not a son.
Yes, sir.
your sonship is not functioning when you're not led by the Spirit. Your sonship is a spirit. You're a spiritual son. He's the father of spirit. He's the father. He's not the father of the flesh. He's not the father of your tears. Now, about 20 minutes, something's going to hit in here. I'm not going to have to preach long tonight. You're going to take over. The glory. When the glory come on, I'm going to let it go. See, you walk by faith. You listen, young man? You walk by faith. You operate in the anointing. Then the glory come. When the glory come, you got to get out of the way. And I feel heirs of the glory want to come in here tonight. And many going to get set free. Marriages going to change. Finances going to change. Health going to change. Ministry is going to change. I feel it. I receive it. So when the Trinity train you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, grace, love, and communion with the Holy Ghost, it's a powerful training. The third verse now. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord. Now look at the last part of his verse. What he said? But by the Holy Ghost. I won't stay there. But by the Holy Ghost. I want to stay there. But by the Holy Ghost. This situation that I'm dealing with. But by the Holy Ghost. I can't call nobody else. They don't have the answer. Sometimes the doctor don't have the answer. Sometimes the lawyer don't have the answer. Sometimes the high IQ person don't have the answer. But by the Holy Ghost. See, the left, I'm caught on that set there. The spirit life got to be lived but by the Holy Ghost. I know I got this. Hallelujah. If nothing, nobody else or nothing else can make it happen, the Holy Ghost can. Amen. And I'm trained. So I'm not going to get afraid. I'm not going to give up. And I'm not going to talk about this disgusting stuff. I'm going to talk about the Holy Ghost. I'm going to get anointed. I'm going to dance. I'm going to run. I'm going to rebound. I'm going to shout. Up and down. Whatever you're dealing with tonight, listen to me. Whatever you're dealing with tonight, you're about to rebound. You're about to bounce right out of it. The glory of God is your bouncing.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Now, notice verse 4. As we look at this Trinity and operating in the Spirit, you're going to see the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost in different aspects operating in the Spirit. Verse 4 said, now there are diversities of gifts. You see that gifts? You underline that, write it down. But the same Spirit. See, gifts cannot work without the Spirit. Now, listen to me, because sometimes people talk you down. Everybody in this room have a gift. God don't take no children without giving them gifts. So you specialize in something. And the body of Christ needs you. Because God put you in that area for a reason.
Yes, sir.
Verse 5. There are differences of administration. All right, administration. See, you got gifts. A lot of people just go in this chapter talking about the gifts. But what about the administration? That's why she, in a strong meeting, you're not going to have no clown jumping up saying things when the apostle talking. Why? The apostle set him down. Apostle gave two as big as ushers. Said, take him out of here. I ain't going to do your good. Take him out of here. But no, I remember my dad meeting. My dad had thousands of people in his meeting, but nobody wouldn't act up. Because he was a real prophet. You see what I'm saying? You're not supposed to be interrupting. That's not the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost don't interrupt himself. I'm preaching and you got a word. I'm preaching and you won't prophesy. And I didn't tell you no. You didn't ask me nothing. We got to get it straight. Y'all, these people ready to go. Y'all ready to go, right? Y'all ready to flow in a deeper dimension, right? Watch this now. So administration is, see, you just can't talk about I got a gift. What about administration? What about doing it right?
Come on, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Talking about I can't hold it. Yeah, you can hold it. You wish you did hold it. If you're in the right meeting. We're talking about training. You go to a meeting, everybody got something to say. And they think if they shake a little bit, they think that's sure the Holy Ghost there. So administration, you got that word?
Yes.
Gifts, administration. Notice the word diversities in verse 4, differences in verse 5. Now look at verse 6. And there are what?
Diversity.
Underline those words. Diversities of operation. Operation. Gifts, administration, and operation. The reason we're here, because the Trinity is teaching us how to operate in a supernatural atmosphere. How many seeing it?
Yes, sir.
All right. But it's the same God which worketh all in all. So in the functioning of the Spirit is the law, is the Lord, is the Holy Spirit and God.
Yes, sir.
All three of them.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. So if you trying to be led by the Spirit without God, I know the Spirit is God, but you got to recognize him as God. Because
yes,
the Trinity work together.
Yes, sir.
Now, look at verse 7. Lord have mercy. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. But the gifts, the administration, and the operation has to be taught.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
You see it? See, that's why you don't set up in a dead church. Talk about his mom and them pastor. Her mom and them came out. You got to get in the church where the word is going forward.
Yes, sir.
They hug him and say, Pastor, I ain't coming back. I love you. I'm gone.
I got to grow.
Oh, yeah, I'm saying it. Yeah, I'm saying it. Yeah, I'm saying it. Yeah, I do. I sure did say it.
Yes,
I meant it too. Now, let's go back over a few things. Sealing, that word sealing is important. Sealing the atmosphere with spirit and truth. John 4:24. God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in what?
Spirit.
And all right? Now, truth equates to free.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes,
sir.
You cannot operate in the truth and not be free.
Right. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
The next word I want you to do, to go to 2 Peter now, since we know that there's a Trinity operating the Spirit move, you're going to have to submit in to the divine nature in you. Now, the only way to submit to that divine nature is in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes.
The divine nature is a spirit.
Yes.
Turn to 2 Peter.
Yes, sir.
Submitting to the divine nature in you. I gave you a word with that. That word was solution.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. Come
on, sir. I'll tell him, Lord. Always remember, you are a super being.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. A super being.
The supernaturalness in you make you a super being.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In the spirit.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Super being has the right to do super thing. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Turn to 2 Peter. Should I, Lord? Now turn to Zechariah 4:6. And listen very carefully to what I'm about to say. I'm about to say three things in one statement. Zechariah 4:6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, now this is very important, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit. That's a powerful verse. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit. In other words, might and power have to bow to his spirit. All right, now, here's what I want you to hear. Wait a minute, hold on. Not by might. I dropped that thought. There's a thought the Holy Ghost had given me. Oh, here it is. It's not the emotion. It is not the ego. It is divine supernatural energy.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Entering into you right now. An apostolic mantle is revealing itself to you right now. You will walk in higher government the rest of your days. It doesn't matter what the president say. It doesn't matter what the governor say. It doesn't matter what the senator say. You're walking in a higher power, and you can change a whole city, a whole state. One word from you can change the whole place. Because you're more powerful than any being that ever existed on the earth, because you're a child of the living God. And you got Christ Jesus living on the inside of you. You got a kingdom on the inside of you that can't be stopped. That kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. You're unstoppable. You're unsinkable. You're untrappable. Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. You're moving into a new dimension. That dimension brings forth dominion, domination. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
See, we're not just talking about gifts. We're talking about administration, how to put it forth, and how it operates. That's why I took you to 1 Corinthians 12 for. All right, so now, it's not emotion, it's not ego, it is divine supernatural energy. That's why I put that scripture up there.
Yes, sir.
You have the right, my child, to operate in divine energy.
Yes,
divine power.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Turn to John chapter 7, verse 37. You can't work it up. You always be ready to let it out. Hey, an overflow is coming. You're going to have too much of everything. Woo. It's time for the overflow. Say it. You're going to have too much of everything. That's why you're going to have to help somebody else. Because everything you want, everything you desire, everything you need, everything you prayed about, everything you dream about, everything you confess, everything you talk about, you will have it in overflow amount. Excess. More than enough. Somebody ought to say glory enough. You know why I know? I live in the overflow.
Yes, sir.
I don't know nothing else I want. So, I pronounce the overflow on you. I'm qualified to do it. I'm teaching you the format that I went through to get there. How many of y'all love to live in the overflow? I don't ever have to pray about money. I don't have nothing about that stuff. I ain't got time for that. Y'all spend three-quarters of your time praying for your need. But that's over tonight. Sing a little song. I'm living in the overflow. I'm living in the overflow. This is my night. I've been serving God for a long time. But tonight I got in the conference of the overflow. I'm going to wear overflow anointing. Everywhere I go, men and women are going to sense that I'm an overflowing person. I got an overflow anointing on me right now. Thank God for the overflow. You ain't going to say nothing? Thank God for the overflow. Everything in my life is overflowing. Like rivers of living water. Because I'm flowing in the Spirit. It's not by might, nor by... I'm living in the overflow. I learned how to function in the Spirit. When you learn how to function in the Spirit, you live in the overflow. The Trinity is training me how to live in the overflow. God the Father want me in the overflow. The Lord Jesus Christ want me in the overflow. The Holy Spirit want me in the overflow. And I want to be in the overflow. I don't know about all that religious stuff about just be satisfied. No, I'm not satisfied. I'm going in the Spirit. I'm going to another level. You don't want to go, just leave me alone. I ain't going to sit down and you tell me when I get to heaven what I'm going to do. You don't know what you're going to do when you get in heaven. You better do something down here. You better let heaven operate in your life down here. Singing all them songs about when I get to heaven, I'm going to be free. I'm free now. I got Jesus on the inside of me. I got the anointing on me. I'm free right now. I don't have to go to heaven. I'll let heaven be down your way. The days of heaven on earth. What about that? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Yeah, I am God. I'm your vessel. You won't get down here, come through me. I said you won't cut up down here, Lord, come through me. You want people to know how good you are? Come through me. I'll use it. I'll show them. I'll tell them where it came from. I'll give you the glory. I'll give you the praise. I'll serve you the rest of my life. Use me, Lord. John 7, 37. In the last day is the great day of the feast. Jesus stood. Oh, when he stand. And cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Who thirsty? Who ready for some new wine? Hallelujah. You'll never be the same. I know there's anointing coming out there. I feel it leaving. Oh, yeah, you drank a new wine tonight, sister. Oh, my goodness. Go to the next verse. Right now, you ready to shout? Go to the next verse. Go to the next verse. He that breathes on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow what? River! Not a river.
River!
River of living water. That's blessing, children. God won't pour out his blessing in your life. Go to the next verse. I'll be the next verse. Says I'm too. Go 39. What 39 says? But this speak he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. We got him, right? For the Holy Ghost is not yet given. We got him, though. Because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Guess what, though? Jesus been glorified.
Yes, sir.
You got it.
I got it.
I don't care how downtrodden you've been, how you look. You got it. Say, I got it. Say, I'm going to use it. Write it down. Sit down and write this down. I'm going to go about 10 more minutes. I'll get back to Peter. What the interpretation is? Power. What the interpretation? Power. You walk in a power realm. You will speak the things and they'll get on your knees. So much power will be coming out of your spirit. People will get close to you. They're watching and say, so, ma'am, what are you doing? What is that you got? Power. Then you'll be able to share with them, you see. Yeah. See, you're supposed to affect a room when you walk in. But you got to know it. It's not pride. It's power. It's personal. Because he has chosen you to make his move. Now, I'm going to shake the religious world up. You cannot serve God fully and not be rich. It's impossible. You cannot fully listen to God and not be rich. It's impossible. He pours his blessing out on those who serve him day and night, who honor him. It's only a remnant, though. It's only a remnant. Who going to be in the number here? That little sad thing, they ain't going to do it. Who going to be in the number here? No, that ain't good enough. Who's going to be in the number here? See, what I'm doing, what the Holy Spirit is doing in his last moment, he's testing your faith.
Yes, sir.
He's testing how you going to flow. Are you worried about what the person next to you? So you just give a little. God have spoken to me tonight. And I need a little cutting up time. Right now. Receive. Listen. I'm going to see how you're going to handle this. You will never be the same. Trinity is training us how to operate in the supernatural. The Father wants us operating in the supernatural. The Lord Jesus wants us operating in the supernatural. The Holy Spirit wants us operating in the supernatural. And you are here, so receive it. I'm going to ask a question before I go any further. I'm going to close in a minute. Who got something in here? You really have it? Did you receive something? Did you see something? Did you understand something? Did you receive something? Shout! If you think I'm out of order, let me tell you something. Hallelujah. That wall, that was the wall of Jericho, wasn't it? Yes. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. You want the walls to fall?
Yes.
Shout! Told him about the wall of Jericho. The same God that Joshua had is Leroy God. And I'm hearing in my spirit tell them to shout and walls will fall. Financial wall, sickness wall, problem wall, family wall. Fall, fall, fall. Still about 15 to 20 people in here haven't shouted yet. Now I'm going to give you one more chance with your little cute self. I need you to move something in a few minutes. I'm going to give you one more chance. We're trying to get them walls down and you got to shout though.
Come on.
One, two, three.
two, three, shout! If you feel like it's not gone, shout some more. Shout to it fall. Shout. Shout to it fall. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. You got it, son. Glory to God. I told you in about 20 minutes he was coming, didn't I? He's here. Go ahead and shout again. He's here to handle every situation. He's here to handle it. Let him handle it. Sit down. I'm going to show you all how to shout. Y'all men, all the men sit down. Now I'm going to let these women shout. We're going to train y'all how to shout. Y'all ladies, get ready. You men, watch how they shout. Shout! Go ahead and shout. Y'all sit down, we'll give him a chance. All right, men, stand up.
Here we go. We're going to do this. After that word, we're going to do this.
All right, men, don't let me down now. Shout!
Thank you.
I'll close with these words, and I'll let Junior take over. These are the words I heard while y'all were shouting. Write this down and put a date by it. Benefits are flowing. That's what I heard in the Spirit. You got to listen in the Spirit. When you're moving in the Spirit, you got to listen in the Spirit. And the benefits was plural. Yes, sir. Benefits are flowing for every person on the sound of my voice right now. In other words, blessings are flowing, looking for you. Blessings are trying to find somewhere to go. And they have found you. And you know how to answer. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I'm your man. I'm your woman. Yes, Lord. I'm not ashamed to be blessed. I'm not ashamed to have the best. Yeah, I'm not going to listen to the rest. They're not going to stop me. I got revelation knowledge. I'm anointed. I love God. And because I love God, I live a blessed, overflowing life.